We're about to get a glimpse of a life that is rarely revealed to outsiders, what it's like to be a woman in Saudi Arabia.
Hello, listener. This is Mist. I live in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and I turned 19 today.
That was October 2013. Our partner, Radio Diaries, gave Mejd Abu Ghani an audio recorder to document her life. She made recordings for 2 years.
Her country is one of the most restrictive in the world for women. The government doesn't allow them to legally drive. At the same time, there are now more women on university campuses in Saudi Arabia than there are men. Mejd is one of them. Today, we bring you her audio diary. It was produced by Sarah Kate Kramer and Joe Richman of Radio Diaries.
Oh, okay. That's my alarm. It thinks I'm asleep. It's 6:45. I'm just here in my room, and I'm about to do my morning stretches. I like to count in Japanese when I do them.
Ich, ni, san, go, rock, sech, hach.
Okay, I'm done. I'm going to introduce my family to the mic and you to the family. There's my immediately older brother's room to the left. Hi, Mohamed. Can I interview you? Can you talk about your work?
Work is great. Go.
Hi. I have four brothers. I'm the only girl. So now I'm in the kitchen with my brother, my younger brother. Ma'ad, what are you eating? Is this cornflakes? In Arabic, it's cornflakes. Cornflakes. My mom is here. Something funny just happened, and my mom just told me about it. She got a call from some guy's mother, and she said that, you know, we heard you have a beautiful daughter, and we want to get our son married to her. My mom, she says her first instinct was to tell her, no, my daughter is too young, and just try to end the call as soon as possible. But she said, I stopped myself because I felt like I need to acknowledge that you're growing up. And she told the mother that she can come over on Monday or Tuesday. So I told her, you know, listen, mom, the chance that I will agree to this person is 0.00000001%. I'm going to be late. I have my purse, I have my phone, I have my book. Okay, I'm putting on my abaya. It's all black I put on before I leave the house. And I'm wearing my niqab. It's this fabric that covers my face except my eye area. So I'm hoping it's not masking my voice or anything. It sounds counterintuitive, but for me at least, it's kind of liberating. It gives me such anonymity. Nobody knows who the hell I am. So, bye for now. Okay, I'm recording in the college at King Saud University. I'm a bachelor student of clinical lab sciences. The campus is really new. Basically, a lot of grass and a lot of palm trees. The male campus has been there since forever. And now they moved the female campus next to it. In the university, I can laugh as loudly as I want, and I can not wear abaya, and I can look as pretty as I want. It's just me being me.
Hey, you have a company?
I'm here with my friends. NPR. They're distrustful somewhat of the microphone.
It's professional, dude.
Bye. You know, it's the norm for girls to study now. It's not strange. It's not a big deal. What I want to do in life is I want to be a scientist. I want to get a master's, and then I want to get a PhD, and then I want to do a postdoc. This is my life plan. Anyway, orange juice, please. Fresh water. Hi, it's me again. The date is December 2nd, and we're at a steakhouse.
Outback.
It's a steakhouse called Outback.
No, it's an Australian chain. It's called Outback Steakhouse.
Okay, مرة فرق.
And we met at my oldest brother. I just ordered grilled salmon. And Majid, what did you order?
Chicken fried chicken, which is a bit redundant.
So do you mind if I do an interview with you?
Okay.
Oh, so how do you see your role as my brother? Like, what do you think your responsibilities are toward me?
The responsibilities are many, but to sum up, if your father, my father, may God forbid, dies, then I will be the one who's in charge, what they call it in Arabic, the wali.
The guardian.
Yeah.
Just intervention for me. Male guardianship is like a thing in Saudi Arabia.
So, for example, as a Saudi woman, you have to get permission to go to university or get married. It's one of the things we have to deal with. Anyway, back to the interview. So, yeah, what do you want me to do in the future?
You?
Yes, me.
To be a great mom and to have a great husband. Yep.
So when do you think I should get married?
You should get married now.
Now?
You are capable of getting married, so you should get married now, yeah.
I will, inshallah, I will be capable in 3 or 4 years as well.
No, you are now capable.
Yes, and I was capable last year too.
Yes, so you are missing a lot of great opportunities.
Actually, I think I will miss great opportunities if I do get married. I feel like if I get married, I have to be responsible towards my husband. And so that would stop me from doing the things I want to do.
Being responsible for your husband is just very marvelous that you can you will forget everything else.
Okay, wow. We're moving on. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When you will start to cover yourself properly?
I already am.
So sometime you're covering your face, sometime not covering, sometime... So it's a bit like hypocrisy or...
No, it's not. I usually cover my face, like when I have makeup on. But sometimes I don't feel like it's needed.
So subjective.
Yes. What's the problem with that?
Not what I think, what the Prophet and what the Quran tell you to do and to cover.
We both know there are a lot of opinions on this by the scholars, so you can't just...
Now, according to the majority of the scholars, you should cover your body, excluding maybe, I could say, your hands, and maybe one hole for your eye, yeah.
One hole for the eye? What is this? I would trip over everything. Oh, please. You would never say this if I weren't recording. You know that. You're trying to shock people. Anyway, do you have any last things to add?
Why you ask a lot of questions?
I feel like since I'm recording this to an American radio show, I should explain that over here, when you're young, like you might grow up with a lot of guy friends as a little kid, but then one day you're supposed to start detaching yourselves from them, not seeing them anymore because now you have to cover up from them. I mean, I remember even with my cousin, when I was little, I would see him every day. And we used to kind of play our own games and stuff, sneak food to each other. It was fun. And then one day, his voice was thick, my chest was bigger, and all of a sudden, you're not friends anymore. You only say, hi, how are you? And that's as far as it goes. It was like game over. It's been a really busy couple of weeks. And right now I'm in the gym, in the female gym where I take my karate classes. There are so few girls in Saudi Arabia who do karate. We're like the secret club. We're like Fight Club. When I'm practicing karate, I don't even think about anything else. Just turning myself the right way and breathing the right way and delivering efficient speed with the move. But mostly, I love how it makes me feel better about myself. Anyway, the reason I was recording is because I want to rant a little bit. My dad seems to want me to stop taking karate classes. He's been saying that for a long time, but last night he was, more insistent than usual. And he said, karate, it's just not natural. My parents, what they want me to do is sit in the kitchen and learn how to cook for a future husband that I don't even know if I'm going to get married to. And that really, really annoys me. I don't want to be cooped up in the house. I want to be able to walk alone in the street and laugh loudly with my friends and not worry about how it looks or being able to breathe because I have to wear my niqab. I love Saudi. It sounds corny, but it's my country. It's where I was born and where I was raised, you know, all that cliche stuff. But I don't want to be here right now.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News, and today we're bringing you inside a young woman's world in Saudi Arabia. Our partner, Radio Diaries, gave an audio recorder to Mejd Abdulghani. As we return to her audio diary, almost a year has gone by, and Mejd is now at King Abdullah University for Science and Technology, the first co-educational university in Saudi Arabia. She's living away from home for the first time.
Hi, this is Mejd, and yesterday I turned 20. I'm really glad I'm not a teenager anymore.
I'm just gonna put on my gloves. Right now I'm working in the lab.
A genetics lab. It's crazy how much I love looking under the microscope. You know, this is inside of us. This is what is happening inside my body. And this is what's making me who I am.
What's the status on the kids' proteins?
We need to quantify them.
I am working with Philip, a man who is a PhD at the lab.
Can you explain briefly what we're doing?
We're comparing several methodologies to isolate DNA, RNA, and proteins.
So you're recording our experiments?
Yes. Will it work? Will it not?
Yep. Stay with us.
Tune in at...
after the break.
I don't mind being in an environment where there are men, but it's strange for me. There are lines, obviously, that I don't cross. I didn't shake hands with them. I made sure we didn't have any physical contact. In terms of my family, they've accepted the fact that, like, this is my field of work. And so they trust me.
There we go. Philip!
Yeah.
It's gonna work.
Yeah, inshallah.
It will. Seriously, it's gonna work.
الو السلام عليكم
السلام ورحمه الله كيف حالك
الحمد لله كويسه هني باب الحمد لله على السلامه
الله يسلمك
I'm on a video call with my parents okay ايش بتقولي
اوكي سال عن الناس كلهم قالوا ما شاء الله
my mother is saying that there's another person who wants to get married to me in the past year I got two proposals I think
والله يقولوا انه مؤدب وخلوق
My mom says he's very well-mannered and polite. His professor sees him in the mosque. And then she handed me over to my dad. Oh, my dad said, you know, his dad is a professor of bacteriology. Bacteriology, that's so cool. Well, I just might marry him just for his father. So I asked my mom, how she feels. She says, there's nothing that I would love more than for you to be with me forever and not get married at all, but you have to, you know, it's how life goes. So we'll just make sure that he's the right person. Okay. I'm probably going to say no, but
I agreed to meet him in a few months.
This is Mesht. It's been a couple of months since I last recorded. I'm back home, and it's the 13th, I think, of Ramadan, and it's Friday. So here's what happened. I met the guy who proposed to me. I don't want to say his name. I'll just refer to him as the guy. Anyway, the guy and his dad came. They were sitting in the men's section of the house. My mother and I, we were peeking through the door, but it was still too far to hear much. So we called my brother and we told him to keep his phone on speaker, and we muted the phone from our end so that we can hear them and they can't hear us. Trust me, all families do that, okay? It's not just us. And then finally, they said, it's time. So I walked in and I thought he was pretty cute, actually. He made eye contact, proper eye contact. And he said, how are you? And I said, I was good. And I said, how are you? And he said, he was fine. My dad asked him how much of the Quran he has memorized. And the guy said, I try to read a chapter every day, but I have a problem with memorizing things even when I was in university. My dad was like, well, you know, Mesht has won many competitions in Quran recitation memorization. And I was like, Dad, that was a long time ago. And then my dad was like, Mesh, do you have any questions for him? So I asked the guy, what do you want to achieve in life? He was like, I want to change the way energy is used in Saudi Arabia. He said, we use a very old system and I want to invent something. I looked at him and I was like, yeah, nice. That's a good answer. And he was like, what about you? And I told him, I want to prove that being a Muslim Saudi woman who wears a headscarf, it doesn't stop me from being a scientist. And his eyes shone a little bit, you know? It was a good feeling. Hi, it's me again. It's 10 minutes to 3. In the morning, I'm in my room listening to songs and I can't sleep. Truthfully, this is embarrassing. I've just been thinking about love, you know, if I'll ever have a go at it. My potential future fiancé. He seems like a nice guy, a good guy. But I don't want to get married. Marriage is so much more than that. It's so much more. Like, you have to listen to what your husband says. It's a religious requirement. And even though I know that since God said it, then it's for the best. It's hard for me to comply with that. I want to love someone and to have somebody love me back. But I don't want to be 20 years old and married. I'm too young for that. Good night, I guess.
Bye!
Hello. My cousin is angry because I don't want to put a lot of makeup on when I want something really soft.
A lot has happened in the past few weeks. I said yes.
Yeah, congratulations, my love.
Thank you. Today, I will be married. I feel good about this. I do. I wouldn't say I'm completely sure yet, because I still have only met him face to face twice, and one of them was like for 2 seconds.
But he's so supportive of everything I want to do. And there's this thing he said. He asked me what I was scared of. And I said, of failing. I really want to make a difference, to change something. And I told him that in all probability, I won't. And he said, we'll push each other to the top. And that stuck with me.
Oh, Mama! My mother just came in. People are starting to arrive and I'm so nervous. I am so nervous. I'm going to go downstairs now. Oh, God.
A year ago, if you had told me, I would have thought, me, getting married, no way. There's a verse in the Quran about the idea of nasib, which according to Google Translate means share. Like, these are my shares in life. Being a Saudi Arabian, being a Muslim, this is my nasib. This is what's written for me, and this is God's plan for me. This is my fate. My dad told me that nasib is 80% and your choices are 20%. In the end, we really don't control a lot of what happens around us. But at the same time, God gives us the freedom of choice. And I think I made the right choice. Okay, I think that's it. This is Majd. Bye.
Our story was produced by Sarah Kate Kramer and Joe Richman of Radio Diaries with help from Nellie Gillis. It was edited by Deborah George and Ben Shapiro. You can hear an extended version of this diary along with a conversation Majd recorded with her new husband on the Radio Diaries podcast.